Welcome to Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Karen Overgaard, and we're joined today by Pam Betger, Prevention Specialist with Crossroads of Pella. Today we're talking about kind of a tough subject, Pam, the period of purple crying and shaken babies.
Right.
That's a tough thing to think about.
Right. We're wanting to elevate people's awareness that there's a time in newborn baby lives that it's normal for them to cry. This crying period can start from 2 weeks after birth and peaks around 2 months and then descends 4 to 5 months later, and they become a normal average crying person.
Seems like an eternity when you're in the middle of it.
Right. What I want to introduce you to, and I don't know if a lot of people know this, is that we call this the period of purple crying. Purple is an acronym. And P stands for the peak of crying. Babies could cry the most at 2 months, like I said. U stands for it's unexpected. Crying comes and goes and you have no reason why. R is baby resists soothing. So you've done everything you can to stop the baby from crying. Like you make sure they're comfortable in their clothing. You've fed them. They're diapers are dry, and they resist any sort of comfort. P stands for a pain-like face, so they look like they're totally in misery, and that kind of breaks your heart even more. It lasts a long time. That would be L. The crying can last for as much as 5 hours a day or more, and that is exhausting.
It is.
So long-lasting crying can happen. The last part of purple, E, is it stands for evening, and we all know this is kind of like the hard time of night when you're getting dinner ready or you're exhausted from the day or whatever. Your baby can cry more in the late afternoon and into the evening. If that's happening to your little baby, your baby's normal. But moms and other caregivers think that something could be wrong. Partially why I'm talking with you now is I want to elevate community awareness that there's a normalcy that happens with infants. And then a lot of times we find out if you've had a baby, that time is so grating on your nerves and you're exhausted and you're tired. And sometimes adults handle this in the wrong way and they take their frustration out on the newborn, on the baby. Mm. And we want to avoid that.
It really doesn't take very much force at all to injure a little baby, does it?
Right. Well, what we found out, or what I want to help emphasize, that little babies' heads proportionately are way larger than their body compared to adult, full-grown adults. So their heads are heavy, their neck is weak. And then the inside of their brain is still loose in the connections to keep it in place. So in the process of shaking a baby, if someone's getting mad or if they're going to move them really hard, just because of the way a little baby's head is, can cause long-term damage. And it depends on the force that happens, could determine, really, they could be very severely damaged or mildly damaged. You could have bleeding behind the eyes because you lose the attachment. They shake them too much that way. It could affect their baby's memory and emotion, the loss of speech and hearing, and other things, and learning disabilities and other things along the way.
Yeah. We just want to get the word out there that there is help. There are places to go for education, for help, you know.
And support, right.
And support.
Right. So what I wanted to let you know is that if you come across your baby and, you know, their eyes are rolling or they're vomiting or they're non-responsive to your voice or touch or other stimulation, or they are unconscious or have difficulty breathing, those could be signs that someone has shaken your baby. If your baby was fine and all of a sudden the baby's not reacting well, you know, that would be something we want to do and to get your baby to the hospital or the doctor to be checked out. We strongly suggest if you feel like you're losing your patience with a child, with a baby, to make sure the baby's okay and they're well fed or they don't have gas and they have dry diapers, and then put them in a safe place like in their crib and walk away for, you know, 10 minutes or something and check up on or have the baby monitor on and make sure they're okay, but get a break. Or just as well or better processes if you have people in your mind who you know who could help you out, like your next door neighbor. This would be a great time to have that person on call, or a parent or sibling or another outside source who say, yes, you go away, I will be happy to sit and be with your little baby.
bring in reinforcement.
Yep, bring in the reinforcement.
Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, it's been great to be here.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guest, Pam Betger, Prevention Specialist with Crossroads of Pella, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.